T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:14, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, May 19th, hot and humid. That can get under your skin, but it's the way it is here, right? Highs in the lower 90s, maybe some record heat, maybe a chance for afternoon showers, and it's going to be that way through the end of the summertime and into October. Lately, it's been into November, but let's hope it's into October. That can cause you to feel stressed, and if you are feeling stressed, you're not alone. With all the events going on in the world, a lot of us have added worry and anxiety right now. But it's important to know there are ways to care for your mental well-being. And in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, Dr. Brent Wallace, People's Health Vice President of Clinical Integration, joins us now to talk about ways to cope during this time. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I didn't even mention inflation, and when you go to the supermarket and crime, and there's a lot of stuff that can get you pretty agitated and pretty worried and stressed.
Yeah, this is a pretty crazy time. I mean, a lot of stressors everywhere you turn, for sure.
So what is mental health and how does it affect you?
Sure. You know, mental health really is not that complex. It encompasses our emotional, psychological, and our social well-being. So, you know, really what all that means, it's really just how good or bad you feel in those specific areas. And mental health is very important because it influences the way you think, the way you feel about things, and then really how you act and influences how you handle stressful situations. You know, beyond that, it also really influences how you relate to others and how you react to others, and therefore the choices that you make. So mental health is really critical. Good mental health is extremely important.
And why is it so important that we do take care of our mental health?
Well, you know, just like you take care of your bodies, you know, nobody ever wonders why we say all the time how important it is to exercise for your physical health. It's just as important to take care of your minds and your emotions as well. So if you have good mental health, it really allows you to do a lot of things. It allows you to make meaningful contributions to, you know, what you do for work, for your family, for your community. It allows you to be productive in the, you know, the things that you're doing. But it also really also allows you to cope with the normal everyday stressors of life. The things that you were just mentioning, you know, if you have good mental health, you can take those in, you can actually understand them and usually be okay with it. If you have bad mental health, then you're more likely to have a really adverse reaction to some of the things that you see on an everyday basis.
Wait, what are some signs of stress that people might be experiencing?
Yeah, you know, everyone is different. So everybody kind of shows how they deal with stress uniquely. And it can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. So a lot of what we see, you know, some people will develop a lot of fear and worry, and sometimes that can be focused specifically on their health, on their physical health, and sometimes on the health of a loved one. They can become very preoccupied with that. You know, we see a lot of changes in sleep patterns, people having difficulty sleeping or maybe sleeping too much. And likewise, we see a lot of changes in eating patterns. Some people, when they're stressed, will eat a whole lot. Some people will actually stop eating altogether and actually lose weight from that. You know, on the medical side, we really see chronic health problems like diabetes and high blood pressure. really can get worse when people are experiencing a lot of stress. And likewise, if you do have something like depression or anxiety, it's going to be exacerbated as well. And then unfortunately, you know, a lot of people try to self-medicate. So they, you know, they may increase their use of alcohol or tobacco, maybe even start doing some other drugs as a way to deal with the stress. And that definitely is not the way to go. That can be very dangerous.
Seems like a bad circle. You're stressed. So then maybe you're stressed about your health, which damages your health, which makes you more stressed, lather, rinse, repeat, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it can really become a spiral for a lot of people. And, you know, and like I was saying, a lot of people try to self-medicate. They may not even realize they're doing it, you know. And so it's very important to be introspective and really understand what your emotional health is, because, you know, if all of a sudden you're, you know, going out more, drinking more alcohol, maybe taking up drugs and stuff, like I said, that may be your mechanism of trying to deal with the stress, and you really need to speak to somebody about that and choose a different way to deal with that stress.
And alcohol, which is a drug, doesn't react very well oftentimes with other drugs, so that's another consideration. We're going to talk about ways to cope with stress when we come back. May is Mental Health Month. We're talking with Dr. Brent Wallace, People's Health Vice President of Clinical Integration, about stress and dealing with it and your mental health. And if you're feeling stressed, you're not alone. Welcome to the club. The trick and the key is to deal with it. And we'll talk about that when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, please text them to the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. 820 on a button. Time to look at traffic here on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Brent Wallace of People's Health, not just of People's Health, the chief medical officer, and actually People's Health Vice President of Clinical Integration. Did you get a little promotion, Doc?
I've got a couple of different titles over there. So,
well, good for you.
That's one of them.
I hope you got some more money, not just more work. Just kidding. real quick, tell me about the 5-star rating, because that's some pretty rarefied air, and you guys are pretty proud about that.
Yeah, extremely proud about it. You know, CMS does a rating on Medicare Advantage plans every year, and 5-star is the highest you can get, and we have now achieved that. You know, we're excited because it really shows that, you know, we care about our members. We're trying to improve the quality of care that they receive, and we also, you know, function very well as a company, giving them the services that they're looking for. So very exciting.
All right, let's talk about some ways to cope with stress, because the Lord knows you don't have to look for things to stress you out. They'll find you. The key is coping, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like we've been talking about there, it's constant. You know, there's always something going on, and how people deal with it is very unique to them. You know, but there are a few things you can do that kind of help a little bit with coping on that stress. And one of the things I emphasize to people is, do take a little break from the news cycle. I mean, we live in a world with 24-hour news. There's constantly something breaking, and so that can be very stressful to certain people. So if that is you, you probably want to step back occasionally. You know, in particular, social media can be wonderful, a way to keep up with people you know, but it can also be a little bit dangerous. You know, make sure you know where that news is coming from, and be careful before you share any of that information. You know, other things that are really important are kind of what we talk about for your physical health as well. Eating healthy really does affect your mind. And so when you're eating more whole grain foods and plant-based foods, rather than all of that sugary, fatty food, that actually is going to make your mind more healthy and allow you to deal with stress better. And then likewise, exercise is extremely important. There's a direct link between physical activity and increased mental well-being. So, you know, if you're sitting around the house all day thinking about all the things that stress you out, that's not going to help. If you can get out and actually exercise, you're going to feel a little bit better. You know, meditation is another technique that a lot of people use, and that can be really great for the mind in general. Something simple like, you know, taking deep breaths and stretching for a few minutes every few hours can really de-stress you as well. And then, you know, the other thing I tell people, you're not alone. You know, there are people all around you pretty much all of the time. So reach out to those people if you're feeling stressed. You know, maybe call a family member or a friend and talk some things through with them. That can be a really great way to deal with this. And then really the last thing is structure. Some people really do much better when they have a structured schedule or a structured day. So try to get up and go to bed at about the same time, and that can really help you.
If you feel overwhelmed, what are some resources that are available?
Yeah, fortunately there are some. You know, we always say it's like when you're on a plane and they say, you know, if your oxygen mask drops, put yours on first. So you've got to take care of yourself first, so make sure you're focusing on your own mental well-being. And one of the best ways you can do that is by talking to your doctor. You know, all primary care physicians are trained to identify and treat mild to moderate mental health disorders. They know when they need to ask for help as well if it's something more severe. But talk with your doctor. You know, there are a lot of great resources online. DHH, our Louisiana Department of Health, has a wonderful website with a lot of state-based resources that you can access. And then, unfortunately, you know, we're in hurricane season, and so, you know, people do use the Disaster Distress Helpline. You can actually call 1-800-985-5990 and talk with them about the stresses caused by, you know, all these many disasters that we have. And then, you know, foremost is if you're having any thoughts of harming yourself, any suicidal thoughts at all, please reach out to your doctor or reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline right away. That is something critical to keep in mind.
That's 1-800-273-8255. And Doc, with the TV, I think sometimes you have to just turn it off and take a walk outside and regain some perspective.
Exactly. That's one of the best things you can do.
Yep. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. To find out more about People's Health, you go to peopleshealth.com. You can visit the People's Health United Healthcare Medicare Center. That's at 3017 Vets in Metairie, right next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but they accept walk-ins as well. You can call 1-800-978-9765. And, of course, you can always follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 8:31, minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!